Hey, stranger. Hello to everyone listening. My name is Thoraya. This is the Hey Stranger podcast. And before we start, let me set the scene for you. I'm currently sitting in a chair at my local park, which also happens to be one of the biggest tourist attractions in my city. Across from me is an empty chair, and on today's and every episode, that empty chair will be filled one by one by people of different backgrounds, mindsets, and walks of life. The only criteria is that they are a stranger. Okay, everything's recording. Are you nervous at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. I just want to let you know, if it makes you any more comfortable, I'm nervous too. So okay. like I'm super nervous before everyone. I don't know why the camera is just freaking me out.
Yeah, it's all just like very legit. And I mean, which is a good thing. It's just, yeah, it's for someone who doesn't normally do this.
Yeah.
It's
You're usually, you said you work in like marketing and stuff like that. So you're usually behind the scenes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I mean, I'll record like TikTok videos sometimes, but that's really it. That's just me pointing a camera at myself. So it's nothing to this.
Yeah, it's different.
Effect. Yeah.
No, it's really hard to do, but like the main goal is that we're just having a conversation.
Okay.
And I guess, I don't know how I like to make myself feel better about it is like, usually when I'm scared of being recorded, it's like I don't have control over like what the rest of the world sees, right?
Yeah.
But like in this case, I know for myself it's comforting because I know when I edit, I could take out whatever I want. And then same to you. Like okay. if you say something and you want me to take it out, I'll give you my number even.
Okay.
After you think about it, say like, hey, can you take this out?
Okay.
All right. So the main thing on this podcast so far that I've enjoyed doing and I think my audience enjoys listening to is having people share a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And before you share your secret, also know that like I don't always get millions of views, but sometimes I do.
Yeah.
So, and I have no control over what gets millions of views. So
no, but that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. So just be conscious of that as you're sharing your secret.
Okay.
Yeah. Whenever you're ready, like what's your secret?
Okay. I'm just going to go right into it. So I have a big fear that I'm never going to be successful. Like, I'm never going to make it to where I want to make it. I'm never going to fall in love with a person that I want to fall in love with. Just, like, all those things. And I try really hard to believe that it's going to happen, but there's still just this underlying fear that it might not happen. And I'm trying to work with being okay if that's what happens. But, yeah, I don't really talk about that a lot because it's, I don't know, it's just, like, when you say it to people, they're just like, oh, well, I mean, of course it's going to happen for you, you know? And it's, so it, I don't know. It just feels weird to talk about. And it's me being insecure, I think, too, which is kind of why I don't like to talk about it. Because I don't like to talk about things that I'm insecure about. I think, especially now that you can see how successful everyone is.
Right.
It just, like, makes it that much more apparent. And you compare it, even though when they say, like, don't compare. But it's so hard not to. You just see that all over the world, and you're like, oh, well, they're all doing all this stuff, and like, why am I not doing this stuff? And so, yeah, I think it's definitely a big problem for people like in their teens, 20s, 30s, you know.
And I've been trying to figure out like why that is too. Have you ever talked to your parents about it, like if they felt that way when they were in their 20s?
Maybe a little bit. My dad always worked like crazy hard. And so that's all he talks about. He's like, I just work so hard for you kids so you could have a nice life. And so, I don't know. I guess, yeah, no, I've never really asked him about that. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask him now that you've mentioned it.
I guess I'm trying to make a point where, like, it almost, like, it's just the thing right now with us. Mm-hmm. Before, it seemed like if you worked hard enough, you'd be successful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get to the positive here because I've been there. I've been in your shoes and mm-hmm. I never said it out loud because, like you said, it is an insecurity.
Yeah. I think that's really maybe I've told my sister like once, but that's really the first time besides that I've said that out loud.
Really?
Yeah. I, like, don't talk about it.
Maybe you need to talk about it to kind of find your answer too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm trying to get to a point here, but I also don't want this podcast to be about me. Like, I usually don't talk this much, but I really like, I want to help people who feel the way you feel. The word success is just so strange. When I hit a million subscribers, I still didn't feel successful. So
really?
I just, yeah. So it's, I just want to show people that it's not Well, like, I didn't feel successful because I hit a million. Like, I felt more successful when I hit 10,000.
Oh, interesting. So, wait, how did you feel when you hit a million?
When I hit a million, I was so consumed by my channel.
Yeah.
I hate saying this, but, like, I look at the analytics, and I don't look at it in ways of, like, oh, I want more views.
Yeah.
I look at it in ways of, like, am I disappointing my audience?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And when I see a video do bad, I'm like, dang, like, am I losing my touch? Am I not giving them what they want? So when I hit a million, I don't know, I didn't really... I did appreciate it because, like, my family threw me a party, and in that moment, I sat back and kind of appreciated it all, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, the word success is just so strange to me.
Yeah, I know, it's very hard to define. It's, I guess that's something I feel like we should be taught in school. It's just not, like, success isn't the same for everyone. And just because this is one way of living your life doesn't mean that's the only way you can live your life. Because I feel like I'm from the Midwest, and so I feel like we were kind of taught that narrative growing up where it was like, you grew up, you got married to a man, you had a kid by like 27, 28, maybe even earlier actually. And you lived in a house with a white picket fence, and you both had like stable jobs, and that's the end. And that's not a bad life by any means. That's like a beautiful life for some people. But for me personally, when I was about 23, this was when I was still in Indiana. And I went to a Halsey concert, and I don't even know how I got in this topic, but I'm just gonna keep going.
No, keep going.
I went to a Halsey concert, and up until this point, I was totally straight. I was into men, like, I would dated men, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to a Halsey concert, and this was when she was first starting to, like, come out, and she had this really grungy look. She had, like, short blonde hair, or maybe it was, like, even colored a fun color. And then, like, this leather jacket and these tight pants. And I just saw her at that concert. And I'm like, okay. All right. So, not as straight as I thought. And she was kind of like my sexual awakening in that way. But, then still living in Indiana after kind of coming to that conclusion was... it was tough because everyone was like, oh, it's just like a girl crush. You're not really into her. And just kind of denied any sort of feelings I had about it. And I already kind of knew that I wanted to move out to California before that, but I really started, I was like, okay, this is just not my scene. Like, I don't really align with these people. And I saved up, and then I moved out here when I think I was 23. Just moving here and being surrounded by like-minded people and feeling so much more accepted, just feeling like I belong more than how I felt there, and feeling like I could be authentically myself too. Like, I didn't have to hide my sexuality. And I think it's actually come a long way in the Midwest since I left. I'm not trying to hate on the Midwest, but it's made a huge difference for me living out here. So I guess I would consider myself successful in that way.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was about to say that.
Yeah. Just like making it out here and making a life for myself out here is really nice. I'm very happy that I got to do that.
Moving states is like a big deal. Like, you left everything you knew behind, you know?
Yeah. And I left, there was a lot of bad memories in Indiana too. Like, I'd had a pretty traumatic few years before that. And so I, just like, I gotta get out of there. I gotta move someplace else. And it's,
I feel very grateful. Because you came out, you had a pretty traumatic couple
No,
years
no, 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 no. Oh, okay. It was something that happened before that.
Okay.
And the thing is, too, like, my family has been totally accepting. Everyone was always very welcoming about it.
Yeah.
So I didn't grow up in, like, a hostile environment or anything. It's just, it's still weird when you grow up kind of thinking that you have those feelings. And you see men, you're like, okay, they're attractive. But then you realize... that you're allowed to date a woman, and it's just like everything changed. For me, everything changed. I'm like, wait, oh, I would so much rather do that. And just like, it's, yeah, but it's still, it feels wrong at times because I didn't get to grow up with that, like seeing that everywhere.
You still feel, it feels wrong right, sometimes right now to you?
Maybe like occasionally, yeah. Mm. And I guess I haven't been out for that long, but, yeah.
So does it feel wrong to you because of religious reasons or just other reasons?
No. Yeah, because I guess I grew up kind of religious. Like, we went to church up until I was about, I don't know, maybe 14. And then we kind of stopped going. But my dad is always, like, always believed in God and talked about God in a very positive light. And so I don't think it was anything to do with that. It's just, like, I always strive to be the best in mm-hmm. everything, and I have very, very high standards. And I guess I saw that as being, like, perfect from what I saw growing up. Does that make sense?
No, it does. Okay. It's just, like, you want, like, the perfect life, and usually what society tells you is that it's a man and a woman and kids.
Yeah,
and so when you feel wrong about it, it's not, like, ascending kind of wrong, but
no,
like,
it's just like, oh, I'm not doing what society expects me to do.
Interesting.
Yeah,
most people who tell me they it feels wrong to them is usually because of like a religious background.
Yeah, no, so that's the first time I've heard that. Oh, interesting. Really, I'm glad I could provide a different perspective.
Yeah, no, for sure. So I guess my question to you is, if you don't mind answering, what is it about a woman that, like, how does a woman make you feel rather than a man, since you've had experience with both?
They're just the best. Like, they're just so happy and sweet and, like, soft and caring. There's something about women that's just so special. You know, they just have such, like, a warmth to them, and they, I don't know, it's just, like, it feels very nice to be around them. So yeah. I feel much more accepted around women than I do around men. Not that men are bad. Like, I still like men. It's just a different, it's a different level. In terms of connecting on, like, a romantic level, I don't know. Like, I'm really good friends with guys.
Yeah.
But romantically, it just feels like, like, I don't want it, you know? Yeah. Like, I think about it, I'm just like, no thank you, like, not for me. But when I think about that for women, like, just being able to, like, have a park day or go to the movies or whatever, like, all of that sounds so much more fun. So yeah, I don't know if that really answered
your question. That for sure does. It's like, it's crazy to me that it was, like, so instantly, like, at the Halsey concert.
Literally, like, I went into it straight, right? And then I just walk out. I'm, like, a completely different person. I will never forget where I was standing and just seeing her. She was, like, climbing up the pillars of the stage, too. Like, right. I don't even know what she was doing. But I just saw this woman. I'm like, oh, yeah.
So paint for me your perfect day, okay? You feel successful and, ooh, like, yeah, can you, with as many details as possible, like, what are you doing that day? Who are you with?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I wake up. There's no alarm clock. Wake up whenever I want. I think I want to wake up by the ocean. Yeah. And then just spend the morning drinking coffee and eating breakfast with, like, someone I love, then hanging out with my dog, maybe going on a hike, being in nature, mm-hmm. doing something in nature. And if I can bring my, like, guitar or keyboard, that would be
pretty
cool. Oh,
yeah, I saw you with your guitar.
Yeah.
That's actually why I came up to you.
Really?
I'm like, she seems cool. She has a guitar.
Thank you. Yeah. So, yeah, being somewhere in nature and hanging out with my dog. I love my dog so much. She's just, like, my favorite thing in the world.
Oh.
And having, like, some pizza would be pretty sick. And then maybe, like, some brownies. You know, like, you know the brownies with the ice cream on top?
No.
What?
Brownies with ice cream on top?
Oh, my God. You've never had that?
What?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You, like, it's a warm brownie, and then there's, I think, vanilla ice cream on top of it.
Oh, like, you put it together yourself?
Yeah, but it's also, like, a dessert. I've seen it out in restaurants.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have had that.
Okay. Yeah, so having something like that and just being able to, like, lay and stare at the stars. Yeah, just being, like, surrounded by so many people you love and staring at the stars. Like, I can't think of anything better than that. That's just, yeah, so that would be the ending to my perfect day.
I can't remember the last time I looked up at the stars.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you got to do it.
I know.
Yeah, go, like, an hour east of here, and you can stargaze really, really well. Like, the sky is pretty clear. Yeah, like, there was a meteor shower. Maybe it was, like, a few months ago at this point. But I went with my roommate, and it was really, really cold.
Oh, so you do this often?
Not, like, super often, okay. But maybe more than the average person, now that I'm thinking about it. When you're staring at the world, and being in nature, too, you just realize, like, what is anything?
Yeah.
You know, like, how is this, how does this exist? You know, we're just a floating ball in space, you know, just like rotating around. Like, what? How? I don't know. I think about that a lot.
And you know, like those new videos that are coming out that kind of like, it shows like the Earth and it zooms out and it shows like the whatever galaxy we're in and it zooms out.
Oh my God.
It's like multiple. Yeah. And it, by the time it's like all the way, well, I don't think they even are capable of zooming out all the way. I think there's like a lot of unknown, but
yeah,
it just makes you think like,
too.
Yeah, like, it's insane.
Oh my God. There's so much we don't know. Like even right now, what we can see is not everything that's happening, you know?
Right.
Like there's so much happening that our eyes just can't physically see.
While we're on like this trippy subject, but what if how many senses are there? There's what is it, like 5 or 7?
I was gonna say, I think, oh, I thought there was 5.
5. You're probably right. It's
okay.
5. So imagine that there was like another one.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that insane to think about? What if all of a sudden we woke up and there was something as useful as seeing and hearing, but something else? Like,
yeah,
like, but we're just so like, we're like, we know what we know, like we don't know anything else, right? And I don't know, it's really random. But
no yeah, it's hard because it can be very scary to recognize that there is so much that we don't know and don't have control over. And so it's safer to be like, well, this is definite and this is the only thing that can be possible. And I think, I don't know, I'd like to at least be open to the fact that, you know, no one knows how this was created anyways, you know? I mean, to a certain extent, yes, but not fully. And, so just because you don't know something doesn't mean that it doesn't exist and that it's not real, you know? Just because you can't see it. I feel like, because I have a lot of anxiety, too. Like, I struggle with a lot of it. It feels very heavy, and so being out in nature and just being surrounded by trees or, like, staring at the sky, I think just kind of calms me. Much more centered. I'm like, okay, nothing really matters. Like, I can calm down. It's okay. So, yeah, it's nice. I very much appreciate nature.
No, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of us appreciate nature but don't actually make the effort to, like, do something about it.
Yeah.
I think it's cool that you actually do that.
Like, thank you. Yeah. I've done that a lot more in the past year, I think, just because there hasn't been anything else to do.
Right.
So, I guess that's good. I'm trying to find the positives. I'm just, like, so ready to go to a concert. Oh, my gosh.
A Halsey concert.
Yeah. Yeah, so just, I don't know. It's because it's, too, it's like, you know, we're all going to die someday.
No,
I say that a lot. Sorry, that's kind of morbid. But it's like, nothing really matters at the end of the day. You know, it's like, we're here for such a short amount of time. And it's so important to just get the most out of it while you're here, you know, because you don't know how long it's going to be either, and like, we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
That's true.
Yeah, anything can happen at any moment, so you need to do what you want, you know, like, if you can. And if it's safe, don't do bad things.
Wouldn't you agree that you just kind of resolved your biggest secret?
Yeah, I see what you did there. Very sneaky. Yes. Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, there are a lot of things. And I realize that. I really do try to take time to recognize things that I'm grateful for. Because I live in a beautiful place. I have really wonderful friends and, like, an amazing dog. And I live right next to the ocean. So it's like, I'm not doing that bad, you know? Like, things are okay. But, yeah. You're right. You're totally right.
It's hard to, there's like certain things in life that like is hard to wrap your mind around. And sometimes you'll like wrap your mind around it, but you can't hold on to it for too long. It kind of like releases.
Yeah.
The perfect way I like to explain this to people, it's really hard to explain, but like, have you ever looked at the moon? And like, my whole life, I just saw the moon, right? And it was just a circle in the sky. I didn't even see it in 3D. I just saw it like as a flat thing against the sky.
Right. Yeah.
And then one day, like literally one day, kind of like how one day it just hit you that like you might be into girls.
Yeah.
Like it hit me like so hard. Like I saw the moon for the first time.
Yeah.
Like I realized that it was a circle. Like I wrapped my mind around the fact that there's a huge ass like circle and it's so far, but I could still see it. And then like the first time I realized it, like I grasped it and then it went away. And then I saw like the flat moon again. The next day I would look at the moon again and I would grasp it for longer and longer and longer. And then now when I look at the moon, Like, I see it that way all the time. I don't see it flat anymore. Like, I see it in 3D and I realize where I am in perspective.
Yeah.
The idea of success is another thing like that. Like, not so literally, but like the same track. I still haven't grasped my mind around it fully, but like you said, we're gonna die. When I die in like 500 years, no one's gonna care that I had a million subscribers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Literally, like, I'm nothing. I'm no one.
Oh, well, I don't think that's true.
Not in a sad way. I'm like, yeah. Not saying in a sad way. I think your tuna's getting away.
Oh, no. Okay, hold on one second. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no worries. I'll check the cameras.
Okay.
So the conclusion I came to with that is like if I were to raise kids,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
you know, like how would I raise them in terms of that? I would just tell them two things, like, okay. Just be kind and have fun. And like, obviously I lose touch with it often still, mm-hmm. Like, I just want to get to a point where like all that matters to me is just being kind and having fun, because that's all that matters. Like, we're all gonna die. Like,
totally. That's that's a great motto to live by. But I think at the same time, you should all, like, while in the span of things we're so small, I don't think you should discredit your success either. You know, like, the fact that you've made it to 1 million subscribers on YouTube is amazing. You know, like, that's so hard to do, you know, and you have really good messages on there. Yeah. You know, I told you before we sat down that I've seen your videos before, and they're just like, they're very touching, you know, and it's very nice to see that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And same to you. I know you don't have a YouTube channel, but I don't think you should discredit what you've done either.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like hearing your story, it sounds like you've done a lot. Like,
yeah, that's true. I know it's hard because, I don't know, we're always our own worst critic. I think I can get caught up in that and then forget to just step outside and be like, okay, just take a look at what you have done, you know, and there is a lot that I've accomplished, you know, and I'm very grateful to have the life that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I didn't want to say this earlier because I obviously didn't know you, so I didn't want it to sound like an empty statement. But
okay.
I really do think, like, whatever you decide to do, you will be successful at it.
Thank
like,
you.
Honestly, yeah.
That's
you just
so
seem
sweet.
Like you have that drive and, like...
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I really do try. I guess one thing I do really like about myself is if I want something, I'm going to try really, really hard. You know, like, even if I don't get it, I still want to give it all that I can. And so thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Of course.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you want to introduce Tuna?
Yes, okay. Tuna. We All need right. to introduce Tuna to the audience.
My dog.
Tell us a little bit about Tuna before we introduce
her.
Okay,
so she's literally my favorite thing in this entire world. I don't know if you can tell, but she is a Rotlab German Shepherd mix, and she's 9. We got her when she was about 4 months old from the Humane Society back in Indiana, and she is just the most gentle, sweet soul that has ever existed on this planet. Like, I don't know. I love her so much. She just loves humans. She loves dogs. She's so easygoing. And she's just, like, she's a ray of light. I just really appreciate her. So, that's my dog. She's my child.
You did, you mentioned something earlier. I didn't know if I could ask a follow-up on it. You said you went through a lot. Through like a couple year span, like, would you mind sharing that? Or
it's a lot. I can try to fit it into a small amount of time.
Okay, no,
that's fine. Yeah, there's like multiple steps to the story. So I was dealing with a pretty bad eating disorder when I was about like 19, 20.
Okay.
And then when I was 20, my parents sat us down and were like, I thought they were gonna tell me they were getting divorced, but they sat us down and they're like, your mom's gay. And it was just it was such a shock to me because they were always so, like, happy and in love growing up that I just, like, I didn't expect that to happen. And so that happened. And then she moved out pretty shortly after that. She had her own place for a little while, but she, like, already had a girlfriend. I think she had been seeing her for a few months before they even told us. Then my dad calls me one day before my psychology class, and he calls me and he's like, I have something really like important, like really big to tell you. It's really not good news. I need you to like sit down. So I sit down. He's like, so your mom has cancer. She has renal cell carcinoma. It was in her kidneys, but it was also in her bladder. It was just like everywhere by the time that they found it. Yeah, it was stage four. And she had been complaining all summer that she had had this really bad like pain in her side and had been tasting metallic. And the doctor was just like, oh, it's probably just like an infection, and just didn't really look into it any further. And so that happened. And then we had like winter break, and we had to stay in this little house in the middle of nowhere because my dad had just like sold the family house. It's my sister, me, my dad, my mom, and her girlfriend at the time. And we're all in this small house, and like she's going through chemo, and I'm still dealing with an eating disorder. And I just remember being like so sad because it was, yeah, it was just like so many negative things at once. And I was just like, I didn't see any light in the situation. And so it was hard. And then they tried doing chemo and a bunch of stuff, but it didn't really work. And then finally they were like, yeah, there's not really anything we can do at this point. Like, we can give her hospice so she has like care on the way out, but there's not, like, it's too far gone. So then she moved into my uncle's house, her brother's house, and they were all like very against this kind of ties back to what we're talking about. They were all very against the fact that she was gay. Like, they wouldn't accept it. Like, her parents were very religious, so she couldn't come out for those reasons. I know we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
So yeah, he like wouldn't let her girlfriend come over, and they've gotten a lot better now. I don't want to paint them in a negative way. It was just like they grew up with certain kind of beliefs, and she stayed there, and they like had a room for her upstairs. And then it was just like a very deep negative time. And then she ended up passing away 2 days after her 50th birthday. So being in that town and being in Indiana, like, after all that, I was just like, I don't want to be here. Like, I gotta get out. And I had always wanted to get out anyways, but I think that was kind of like the Kickstarter, jumpstarter, whatever, you know, like, for realizing like, okay, I need to be away from this energy, at least for now.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I was talking about.
No, I want to say I'm sorry you went through all that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it sucked. It was really bad because I had honestly like a pretty good life up until that point, and then it was just like a lot all at once. It was so messed up too, because like when I was still like I would exercise all the time and like was very obsessed with food and calorie counting and whatnot. And I remember like the morning after we got the news, I still went to the gym because I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know like what to do with this information. My entire world has changed. Like, I can't process it. And I was just so obsessed. Like, I can't miss another workout. I felt like it was very unfair for a long time because I'm like, what did we do? Yeah. Why did that have to happen? I just felt bad for her because it took her so long to come out, and then she finally did, and then she didn't even get to be gay for that long. But on the flip side, she was able to come out before she passed away. Mm-hmm. And so I'm happy that she got to like live out her last year being with her girlfriend. Like I said, it happens, and I'm very grateful to still have my dad, and I did grow through that experience, you know, and in a way that I don't know if I would have if I hadn't gone through that.
Like, I don't know, there's something about you where like I knew there's just something about people who have like really lived life more than other people, and I would consider what you just shared like something that you've lived life more than most people. You carry yourself in a certain way, you speak in a certain way, and I guess you just seem more empathetic is what I'm like.
Yeah,
when you've been through more, you're more empathetic.
Yeah, definitely. I'm also like, I'm just very sensitive. I feel emotions stronger than the average person. Because I do feel things so strongly, sometimes I feel like it can make it... I can connect with people very easily, but it can also make it harder for me to connect with them in the same way.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah, especially if you're, like, have a lot of empathy. I feel like you can put yourself and your feelings below other people, you know, and when you're just so busy being like, okay, are they going to be okay? And blah, blah, blah. And you can forget, because it feels wrong to be selfish. You're like, oh no, I shouldn't put myself first because that's selfish. And we were taught, or I was taught, that being selfish is bad. So I don't know where I was going with that.
That goes back to what you were saying about, like, finding friends who are as sensitive as you.
Yeah.
I think that's true, too. Because if you have a friend like that, you'll never, like, when you try to put them first, they'll do the same back.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't feel like you're always giving to them.
Yeah. You know? I've had a lot of friendships where I feel like it's very one-sided. And, it doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
You know? That's not the kind of friendship that you should have with someone. Like, don't be mean to people, but also, like, be honest about what you're feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
I'm like realizing that as I get older too.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you been in a relationship with, like, a girl since you came out, or?
I've like dated women, but I haven't had like a long-term relationship with a girl. Yeah. I would love to. It's just like, I haven't really been out that long, and then this year happened, and that kind of put a damper on dating. So actually I've gone on quite a few dates with women, but
have you met anyone where you were like, oh, like, I wish that had lasted? Or
totally.
Really?
Yeah. But
so
it's
what happened?
They didn't feel the same way about me that I felt about them, and I used to get really hurt about that and like take it so personally, and now I'm just like, they just weren't into it, you know? And that's not their fault.
Isn't it crazy how, like, sometimes you just like someone and you literally can't pinpoint why.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, okay, I don't like that person. But then I'm like, but why?
Yeah.
And I can't tell you why.
Yeah.
That's just so, like, so beautiful, but so scary to me that there is just this something that is not defined.
Right.
That makes you like someone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird how it's just this feeling. You just know. You're like, okay, yes, I feel, it's like magnets almost, you know, like you feel like you're either being pulled towards a person or you're being like pushed away from them.
Yeah.
So there's just so many things that are unexplained in this world, and
I know,
it's so crazy to me that we are humans that exist on a planet and we just have these minds inside these bodies, and like we all look different but the same at the same time, and like we all have different opinions, and it's, and like maybe there's people on other planets too, like we don't know, or like maybe they're not,
probably is,
yeah,
not, or maybe like, not people,
that's what I was gonna say, like maybe they're not people, like we don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it is just wild to me.
Wait, but, so what are you I didn't even ask you, what are you trying to do, like what do you,
oh, so I make art.
Okay.
Mostly digital art. I do sketching, like I actually have my sketchbook with me, but
oh, can I see?
Oh my god,
you don't have to show me if you don't
I'll show you.
Actually nervous?
No, it'll be fine. I mean, like, some of them suck, but that's kind of the point.
Did you get this because it had a puppy on the front?
No, I don't know. I don't remember when I got that, to be honest. It was a long time ago.
So it's starting in 2017. I'm looking at something you made in 2017. That's insane to me.
Yeah, okay. I know. I try to date them so I can remember when I did them.
I love this one where it's like someone hugging a little kid and it says, be kind to
yourself. Oh my god, you asking all the deep questions.
You have on here the phrase, be kind to yourself, and it's like a lady hugging a little girl.
I can be very mean to myself, and not having a maternal figure in my life, I try to be that for myself, but that is kind of like, you know, I still miss it. Like, I miss having a mom. And so I just try to, like, I don't know. I just draw what I wish she would say to me if she were still alive. So.
Okay, I want to show this on camera later, if you don't mind. I know.
Which one?
The one we were just talking about.
Oh, okay.
You could.
Yeah, I know. It's just because I feel like I've improved so much from then.
Well,
it's
show.
Like, oh, man.
Well, and then I'll have you show your favorites, too.
Okay. Yeah, it's just a lot of women.
I know. I'm noticing a theme here.
Yeah, I know. Can you tell that I like women?
You're good.
Thank you.
I was going to say this last one is so good.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I forgot I was working on that. Yeah, I actually didn't like it and I gave up.
Really?
Yeah, because it wasn't looking. I was trying to draw a celebrity and it wasn't looking
Who
like her.
Who is it?
Her name's Sydney Sweeney.
I like the
It's very simple.
I get a good feeling from it. Like, thank I don't you. Look at the details so much.
Yeah. I mean, I see everything. Like, I'm so critical because I'm like, okay, that eye should be slightly lower. Like, this should be shaded slightly differently. And, yeah. like, that shape should be a little bit different. So it's, we probably view it completely differently. No one's ever just, like, looked through it, you know?
Well, I feel honored.
Yeah. thanks for looking at it.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me.
Is this what... Well, I know you said you wanted to be a soccer player. So when did you realize that it was kind of shifting to this?
In college. Like, I did track. So I had to choose between soccer and track going into college. And
okay.
I chose track because I was better at it. And then so when I was on the track team, I would make, like, the team videos.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone loved them. Like, at the end of the year, everyone's like, Thrice making the... I don't even know what I would do. I honestly don't even remember what they were about. But, like, they would be, like, funny, but, like, sentimental. Mm-hmm. And, like... And then I just remember thinking, like, I like doing this. Like,
yeah.
I like putting something together and having someone connect with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after college, I started a clothing line. And that was...
Oh.
Yeah, that kind of took off for a little bit on
That's
Etsy.
That's cool.
Yeah, super random.
Etsy!
Yeah.
Nice! I have an Etsy shop. I really want to do something with that, actually.
You should. Do you want to, like... do anything with, like, your art on clothes or
exactly.
anything?
Exactly. Yeah. That would be really cool. So anyways, I'm sorry. You said you had an Etsy shop.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know where I was going with that.
Well, I was asking you about when you knew when it
shifted. Oh, yeah. So I got, like, a hint of a taste of, like, me liking making videos in college. And then when I had my clothing line, I made commercials for them. And then again, I was like, I enjoy making these videos more than this. And then right when I turned 27, which is crazy because you're 27
yeah.
now, I was like, I literally, like, the day before, I was like, I'm over this. I'm going to Balboa Park tomorrow. And I'm like, because I had been wanting to do this series where I would ask, like, 30 people the same question for, like, an episode. And I was like, for 30 days, I'm going to make a video every day for YouTube.
Wow.
I didn't even have, like, wasn't even doing anything on YouTube. I was just like, I'm just going to do this. And then so, like, I didn't have subscribers or anything. I had, like, 100. It was, like, family and friends.
Yeah.
And, like, they just ate it up. People were just like, I'm not just saying this. Like, you just need to keep going.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best when people, like, when you feel that, you're like, okay. Like, I have something here. Maybe I should continue this. You know, like, even if what I want is not happening right now, it could, you know, it's a possibility.
Exactly.
So that's awesome.
I remember, like, towards the end of the year, I just remember thinking, like, I probably won't get any subscribers out of this. It's just gonna be fun. I'll look back on this eventually. Mm-hmm. And I was telling one of the strangers I had met, I remember the exact spot it was too.
Oh.
And he just told me, who's like, he had never seen any of my stuff or anything. He's like, just keep going, it's gonna happen.
Oh.
I might have felt empty to other people because he didn't know me,
right?
But, like, I really believed him. I was like, okay. Oh. And then 2 weeks after that, like, one of my videos blew up.
And
what was that like? That was, I don't know, it was just, you know how I was talking about how there's things that you can't wrap your mind around?
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't think I'll ever be able to wrap my mind around, that, like, millions of people watch the videos I make. Like, I can't. Like, I've never seen
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's not even that many people here
now.
It's just something that's too big for your brain to comprehend, you know?
How do you want to wrap this up? Like, what's one thing you want my listeners to hear?
I don't know. I think just don't be so mean to yourself. We're all so mean to ourselves, and we would just be kinder. We'd be kinder to other people too, you know? Like, if everyone would just be happier.
Yeah.
So, remembering that, and remembering if you are different from what society deems as the standard, that it's not a bad thing. Humans are all different, and that's the beautiful thing about it. So, and also, like, if you can get a dog, maybe get a dog because they're the best. You know, like, obviously, if you can take care of it.
I agree. That's really good. It's beautiful. Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing this. And that is it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Before you go, I do have a huge favor to ask. Because my podcast is so new and there are so many amazing podcasts out there, the best way you can help me stand out and grow is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This podcast is available on other platforms as well, like Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and many others. So following and subscribing on there will help also. But again, the best thing you could do is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. I hope you'll consider doing it. I'll make sure to have my podcast links in the description. To make it fun, I thought it would be cool for you all to answer the following question under hopefully a 5-star review. Who's one stranger you still remember? I'll read through all your answers, share some on my Instagram story. So if you want me to tag you, please make sure to include your Instagram handle as well. My Instagram handle is actually thor.aya. Thank you so much. I love you all, and we'll meet again next Tuesday.